Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 23rd and second to last parak of Masechet Shabbos, and we're up to parak Chav Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. So this Mishnah is going to talk about the Isser Midivrei Kabbalah of Mimtso Cheftecha V'daber Davar, that the Isser of speaking about Malacha-related things, weekday kind of speech and activities, things like that, talking about business and things of that nature, as opposed to actual Malacha. So Lizkar Adam Polim Shabbos, you're not allowed to hire workers on Shabbos to work for you, even though they're not going to do the work until after Shabbos. If they do the work for you on Shabbos, then it's Amira Lenachri. But even just to have the conversation about hiring them should not be done on Shabbos. And you shouldn't speak to a headhunter who's going to hire workers for you and have that conversation on Shabbos. So that's Isser number one. Another Isser relating to being engaged in after Shabbos type of activities, weekday kinds of conversations or activities on Shabbos, is that there is an Isser to go outside of the Tchum Shabbos. The Tchum is 2,000 Amos around the city on Shabbos. So in Machshichin ala Tchum l'skarpa'alim lavi peros. You're not allowed to walk up until the Tchum Shabbos on Shabbos, so that right after Shabbos you'll be in a location where you'll more easily be able to hire workers or bring back your peros from your field right after Shabbos ends, because hiring workers and picking fruit is asr on Shabbos. So it would be a violation of preparing to do those things of Mimso Cheftzicha to walk up until the Tchum to be able to do those things right after Shabbos. Aval machshichu lishmar umevi peres biyado. But you're allowed to wait at the Tchum until nightfall in order to be shomer your property on Shabbos, because just to be shomer, just to guard something, is totally mutter. The isser is only when you want to do something that's going to be usher to do on Shabbos, like hiring workers or being or picking fruits. But where you're just standing there and watching, that's mutter. Umevi peros biyado, and you could then bring fruit back by hand. Picking fruit would be mutter because that wasn't the reason you were there. You were there just to be shomer. So the question that the Gemara deals with is that it shouldn't really make a difference whether what you planned on doing is mutter to do on Shabbos, because in either case, you plan to go more than 2,000 Amos, which that itself is an Isser Shabbos. To go beyond the Tchum Shabbos is an Isser Shabbos. So the answer is that the Isser of waiting at the edge of the Tchum in order to do something Usser is only when the thing that's Usser is always Usser. So it won't apply to going beyond Tchum Shabbos, because going beyond Tchum Shabbos is sometimes mutter, meaning if you have other stops along the way, you have these little burganim, these little huts along the way to extend your tchum, so then you're allowed to continue to travel. So going alpayimama itself, the plan to go alpayimama itself, is not considered a plan to do something that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. So what did we just say? That you're not allowed to stand at the edge of the tchum Shabbos with the plan of doing something that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. However, klal amar Abba Shaul. Abba Shaul came up with a rule that disagrees with that. He says, "Kol shani zakeh b'amiraso, rasha ani lahach shechalav." Anything that I'm allowed to talk about, I'm also allowed to go to the edge of the Tchum Shabbos in anticipation of. So you're allowed to talk about things that are also to do on Shabbos if it's l'tzorech mitzvah. So you're also allowed to go to the edge of the Tchum Shabbos for things that you're going to need to do after Shabbos that are l'tzorech mitzvah. Because after all, the Torah says, "Mimtzo cheftzicha." So we darsh. Yeah, cheftzecha asurim, aval cheftze shamayim are mutarim. That's something that's a tzorech mitzvah is going to be mutar. So now Mishnah Dalit is a continuation of that. We just said that you're allowed to do things that are cheftze shamayim. You're allowed to go to the edge of Tchum Shabbos to prepare for cheftze shamayim. What would that entail? So machshichin al tchum lefakeach al iskei kala. You're going to the edge of the Tchum Shabbos in order to take care of whatever a kala needs for after Shabbos, because the needs of a kala is considered to be a cheftze mitzvah. Val iskei amei. Or to deal with things that you need for a person who died, in order to prepare for the funeral, to get him a coffin, to get him tachrichin, to be buried in. So that's permissible, because those are also cheftzei shemaim. Now, once we talk about a mace and preparing for the funeral, so the Mishnah talks about dealing with dead bodies on Shabbos. Nachri shevi chalilin v'Shabbos. If a nachri brings chalilin, brings flutes to play, they used to play music at funerals, obviously not up upbeat music. They would play sad music, but they would play flutes at funerals. So if a non-Jew brings flutes on Shabbos from outside the Tchum, le'yisbod b'hem Yisrael, a Jew should not use those flutes to play at a funeral, even though the funeral is happening after Shabbos, because you have to wait kedei she'yasu, the amount of time that it would have taken you to get those flutes in a mutter way. Eliim came ba'um makum karuv, unless those flutes came from a very nearby location, so then you could use them at the funeral as soon as Shabbos is over, because it didn't really violate Shabbos to bring them, because they didn't really come from too far away. Asu lo aron v'chafru lo kever, if a non-Jew made a coffin, or a non-Jew dug the grave on Shabbos, you cover by Yisrael. Then a Jew can be buried there right after Shabbos. But if the Nachri did that for the Jew, and he did it in a way where it's obvious that the grave is in a place where everyone sees where it is, and everyone knows that the Nachri was doing that for the Jew, then the Jew is never allowed to be buried there, because the whole world knows about it, that that coffin was built, or that grave was made in violation of Shabbos. So it would be inappropriate, and it would be Zayon to have the Jew buried there on Shabbos. But that's only for the if it's the person who was made for is using it. Another Jew, you know, who wasn't made for, can use that coffin and can use that grave, because they weren't mechal Shabbos for the other person. So that's the Le'yukavra Ba'olamis is only for that guy in particular. So to review what we did today in Mishnah Gimel, we learned that you're not allowed to hire workers on Shabbos or tell someone else to hire workers for you on Shabbos, even though the work is going to be done after Shabbos. You're not allowed to go to the edge of the Tchum in order to be able to hire workers, in order to be able to pick produce after Shabbos, but you are allowed to go to the edge of Tchum in order to watch over your field, since that doesn't involve any malacha. And then once you're out there, you could bring some payrolls back. And then Abba Shaul had said that any time you're allowed to do something, you're allowed to speak about something, you're also allowed to go to the edge of the Tchum for that thing. And since you're allowed to speak about Chafetz Mitzvah, you're allowed to go to the edge of the Tchum for Chafetz Mitzvah. And then Mishnah Dalet gave us examples of that, like to take care of Hachnasas Kala, to take care of Kvuras Hameis, to prepare Tachrichin and the like. So we said that if a Nachri brings Chalilin on Shabbos, you're not allowed to use them unless they came from somewhere very nearby. You're not allowed to use them until you wait the amount of time that it would have taken for you to get them. And if a Nachri made an Aron or dug a Kever in a very public way where everybody's going to know about it, then the Jew who they were made for may never use that Aron or Kever, but another Jew who they were not made for may use that Aron and Kever.